track 8, and now we come to letters to the editor. And as often happens in the paper, there are two letters about national politics. And so we have, as a group, decided not to read them. So the first one is from John Clatworthy of Dawlish. Free parking would support local traders. I was interested to read in the October 9th edition of the Dawlish Gazette that Councillor Rosie Dawson and other councillors want Devon County Council to review the suggested increases in on-street parking charges. So maybe firstly the council should consider making on-street parking charges in towns where currently there are no on-street parking charges instead of increasing current charges. Having said that, it is the Lib Dems who currently run Teignmouth District Council that removed the half-hour free parking period in the Strand car park in Dawlish. And in my letter to the Gazette on the 18th of January 2024, I wondered whether any of the Dawlish Lib Dems tried to retain the free period. I stand to be corrected, so I assume not one of the five local Lib Dem did otherwise, they would have said so, and it includes our MP, who is still a district councillor. So much for supporting local traders who need support at present, and also residents for shopping to support the traders.
Habitats once lost are gone for generation, writes Kate Mather. I'm writing as a local resident who is deeply concerned about the ongoing Woolborough development and the potential removal of Condition 20, the clause designed to protect the fragile hydrology of the Woolborough Fen, a site of special scientific interest. Vistry Homes have applied to have this condition discharged, and Natural England have raised no objection. This is astonishing, given the Fen's national ecological importance and the risk of permanent damage if its water systems are disturbed. This decision appears to reflect a much wider issue, the weakening of environmental protections across the country. Natural England, once a strong independent voice, now seems constrained by political pressure to approve developments at any cost. Meanwhile, the government's new planning and infrastructure bill looks set to further sideline environmental oversight and community input. Once habitats like Woolborough Fen are lost, they are gone for generations. Anything you can do to raise awareness and help protect the Fen would be much appreciated. And that concludes the letters to the editor.